You're listening to News Radio in Pittsburgh. This is KQV. Good morning. I'm PJ Maloney. Time 7:32. Let's continue to cover the story for a couple of more minutes with Tamara Lush, the AP correspondent who's covering the situation down in the Gulf from New Orleans. Tamara, good morning. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Good morning, PJ.
What's the situation down there in Louisiana now?
Well, I think everybody today is looking to the president. He's going to meet with the families of the victims today, the 11 men. Families of the 11 men who died on the Deepwater Horizon rig when it exploded. And he's going to receive a briefing today, then meet with the family members. And I think that's going to be quite an emotional scene.
What is the feeling of people down in New Orleans and Louisiana with regard to this? Is it just a wait and let's see what happens kind of a thing? Do they have strong opinions about the president, about his meeting with the families of the victims?
I think that people just want help of any sort. I think they want recognition of any sort. I think they want to be validated. I think they want this to be over with, and they want somebody, anybody, to help.
What are the economic conditions down there right now? We obviously know that this is bad for the people who make their living in the Gulf one way or another, fishing or otherwise. Are there tangible signs of economic problems among the people down there right now?
Well, here in New Orleans, I don't see it, no. At this point, I'm in New Orleans. The restaurants are still full. They're still serving shrimp. They're getting shrimp from somewhere and oysters. So it hasn't trickled up, so to speak, to New Orleans. But on the coast, it is very bad. People have no money there. People are really struggling.
Yeah. Well, Tamara, thanks a lot for talking with us. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you later on. Good luck down there.
Good luck. Thank you.
Tamara Lush on the live line, AP correspondent reporting from New Orleans. Here in Pittsburgh.